David, thanks so much for the time. I want to start with that New York PA Invitational and that big-time performance that you had there. How did you get the job done to have that great showing, that first-place finish?
Well, honestly, I was quite surprised to be able to jump my PR in a day that was probably tied with one of the worst weather-wise meets I've ever performed in. So first, I was quite surprised, but I was able to get a good warm-up in. And the competition there, just being surrounded by Horsehead kids, Elmira, all those huge schools, I was really determined to like show my presence and represent Odessa Montour, even though we might be a way smaller school than them, that we can still compete just like them.
How proud are you then to have that kind of finish against some really, really good competition, as you alluded to, and to really, you know, put yourself on the map in some sense?
Yeah, I feel very grateful and very proud. I've worked in the off season to try to gain some extra footage in that event, and working with Coach Strobel in the off season, triple jumping on our track. So first of all, I'm just super grateful to have such supportive coaches in a sport that's quite new to me. I mean, I did it last year for the first time ever, my first time in a varsity sport for track and field. But yeah, I'm just really grateful for my coaches, was able to put in some hard work in the off season and right now, and it's shown pretty early in the season, so I'm really looking forward to what this season has in the future.
And you mentioned all of the work that you put in. I'm wondering what specifically maybe you focused in on or maybe honed on to really put you to this next level that you're at right now, and what's something that's maybe improved the most from where you were, you know, earlier last year to where you are now?
So I like to watch a lot of Olympic videos of triple jump just because those athletes are amazing and really inspirational. In the off season, I did some specific strength training to my legs to really try to get that distance, because triple jump is more of you're trying to achieve jumping out than up, because last season I was more jumping up than jumping out. So I was working with that on my coaches for a little bit, really trying to get my second phase of triple jump up, because that is the toughest, because you're essentially hopping on that same leg again and really coming down with such an impact that makes it tough to gain the most amount of distance in that during the triple jump.
You also had a week last week when you took on Tioga and Kander, where you won the long jump, and you also placed second in the 400-meter hurdles and third in the high jump as well. Out of all of these events that you compete in, which are clearly a number of them, which one's your favorite?
Definitely triple, because I have, or unfortunately, not this season, but shout out to Valentino Rossi, who pushed me last year to really try to compete with him in the triple jump and long jump, because those were his really big events last year, and hopefully he'll continue to do them this year. But he's from Tioga, and he would jump over 40 feet and stuff like that too. So that really tried to push me to do the best in triple jump, because throughout the season last year, I would get closer and closer to him, and then we had a huge battle in the sectional round last year where he was able to take me out with 2 extra inches, I believe, in the triple jump. So, triple jump overall is definitely my favorite event, just because it's unique in a way, because not a lot of people do it, but when they do, the competition's usually pretty tough. So that's usually my favorite event.
You know, it seems like season after season, we're seeing and hearing about so much success down there at Odessa Montour with the track and field programs. And obviously your coach, you alluded to, Mr. Strobel, has done a really, really exceptional job down there. Coach Brewster's done a really great job down there. But what is it about the program that makes it such a contender, where there's always really good, talented athletes coming out of the program and some who are just, you know, making some really, really nice runs throughout the course of a season?
Yeah, definitely. I think Mr. Brewster and Coach Strobel really could have, like, I could have been, you know, disregarded in a way for just being a newbie last year, but I'm just so fortunate for them to put in the hours of training, and they're able to pick me up being new to the sport, had patience teaching me. And it's just not myself. My brother was new to it last year, and every year we're able to pick up a lot of older guys that are new to the sport. And my coach that I have just put so much effort in trying to make our team as a whole the most successful as possible. And last year and this year and over many years has really reflected on our record and success as the team.
What sort of individual goals did you set for this season, perhaps? And maybe you've kind of gotten closer and closer to them with the success with the triple jump, the long jump. I don't know. But, you know, are there any individual goals that you've hoped to accomplish or maybe, you know, you do have your sights set on?
Well, since this is my last year, I'd love to try to be able to sneak my way into the state meet. That would be a really huge thing, and I would really love to try to make it there. And the state meet mark for triple and long jump is quite a little bit out of the range still, but as long as I'm progressing as I am, I can definitely make it there. And then I'm already provisionally qualified for the triple jump, so I could try to win that, which is also another goal I have to make it to the state meet. So definitely triple is my favorite and my main focus for trying to get to the state meet, but if other events like the 400 and long jump or high jump also come into that range, I'd love to perform in the state qualifier meet to try to get to that end goal.
Well, let's chat about that triple jump goal for a hot second. Where we're at April 16th right now, if you look ahead with what's to come and obviously trying to get that qualifying mark so that you are competing at the state championships, what are some things that you think you need to improve upon or maybe clean up or keep working on in order to reach what you're hoping to accomplish?
Definitely for triple jump, my second phase, so the second jump that I do, is considerably shorter than the other two jumps, my first and third phase. So could definitely work on just like strengthening my legs to be able to take that impact on that same leg to be able to gain some distance. Also mentioned before how I was getting too much height beforehand in my first phase. So trying to lower my body and lower the height I am when I'm jumping off the board. And then my landing too, working on really kind of tucking in my legs with my butt when I'm landing to really maximize the distance I can into the pit. So those are a couple of things that technique-wise I can really work on. And just knowing that I'll, with my coach's workouts and working with the team, that we'll all get stronger throughout the season. And when the weather really starts warming up, all of our bodies will be super, super loose and our muscles will be nice and relaxed towards the end of the season, and that's where we'll be running the best and jumping the best.
Lots to be excited for here over these next couple of weeks. Well, David, before we let you run, we like to wrap things up here with something fun. It's called our Fueling Excellence Fast Five. It's where I give you five questions so we get to know you a little bit more and dive a little bit deeper into your personality and have a bit of fun too. So are you ready for them?
Yes, sir.
It's time for the Fueling Excellence Fast Five.
All right, let's do it. First question for you. When it comes to music, who is your all-time favorite band or musician or artist or somebody that you just love listening to who is always on your playlist?
I love Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak in Silk Sonic.
Yes.
Their album, Evening with Silk Sonic, is one of my favorites, and it just like takes me back to that classic R&B with Bruno's voice and Anderson .Paak's unique way of playing instruments and stuff like that. I really like it.
It's so, so good. If you've never seen Bruno Mars in concert, you need to. It is so fun. All right, next one for you. If somebody were to give you $1 million, what is the very first thing you're going to do with that money?
Probably open a brokerage account and invest in it because I need
Smart.
Some money too.
I think a lot of us do. Third one for you. What is a hidden talent that you have?
I can play the piano and the trombone. It's not as hidden because when I see it piano in public or anywhere else, hop on it and play it. But that is a few things that some people don't know about me. So I like to dive into the instrumental and musical field and play a piano whenever I see one. And then I have my own trombone at home that I occasionally tune on.
That is awesome. Now, hold on. We're going to go sidetrack here for a second. If that piano's out there in public and you're trying to impress the masses that are around, what's the song that you're going to play?
Oh, I go back to a song that I've mastered on the piano called Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin, that classic ragtime.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Oh, my gosh. All right. Next one for you. This is a bit of a random one. What is your least favorite food?
My least favorite food. Oh, wow. I don't want to diss on the vegetables just because they're so good for you, but I don't know.
We can diss on some vegetables. It's okay. This is a safe space.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big cauliflower fan.
Yeah.
Probably my least favorite individual food.
Yeah.
But I can't think of a meal right now that's not my favorite.
Hey, cauliflower is a very good answer, and it has my full support because I don't like it either for some reason. I just never have been able to. All right, last one for you here.
Yeah.
What is your go-to app on your phone? What is one app on your phone that you absolutely could never live without?
Probably text messaging. I don't really have any social media, so that's my number one communication tool is text messaging. It's pretty important, and I don't have too many numbers. Kind of keep a little bit of a low profile on the social media platform. So that's probably the one that I'll need the most.
Smart. I like it. I like it. Well, David, it's been a really, really great start to the season for you and the team down there at OM. So keep it up. We can't wait to see how the next month and a half or so goes for all of you down there and for you in particular. So thanks so much for dropping by here, and congratulations again for being our athlete of the week.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm very honored.